T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our main man, Grant Cohn, quality control for the 49ers. I get a kick out of the bio. Publisher for all at 49ers on SI, the Fan Nation on SI.com. That's his YouTube channel as well. Grant Cohn joins the roast once again. Grant, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good. I just want to make it clear. The Niners don't pay me for my quality control. I just tell them what to do for free, and they ignore me, but I still try.
You still try. Hey, closed mouths don't get fed, right? look, man, the season's over, and obviously they get beat up in Philadelphia. They got physically beat up in that football game. It's kind of tough with Josh Johnson. Purdy gets hurt. You could question the play calls or whatnot. Shanahan not challenging. Let's start with Kyle Shanahan. How would you grade his season as a head coach? Because I believe, Grant, that this was his best job this season, considering all the quarterback controversy, the quarterback roulette. How would you grade Shanahan's season as head coach of the 49ers?
I'd give him a B. I mean, to me, that 12-game stretch, that winning streak, he had the team playing better than any team in the league, and he gets full credit for that. He also started slow. He's also somewhat culpable in the quarterback injuries, and his pattern is he coaches his worst in the biggest game of the season. And all those things came true again this year. So he gets full credit for that 12-game winning streak. But still, I think that there's another level that he needs to get. I think he needs to grow and learn from these, you know, defeats. And I think he kind of refuses. Like, you heard him at that press conference the other day. He doesn't sound like the kind of guy who thinks he needs to grow and learn. He acts like he's the best right now. And frankly, he's not. You know, he's close, but he's not yet.
Right. Grant, let's stick with that press conference, because, you know, a lot of the fan base, yeah, dunk on him. And then some of the fan base was saying, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks have got injured. You went through the whole roster. What did you think about that last question? Who a lot of people thought that you asked, by the way. What did you think about that last question about the quarterbacks and how he answered it? Because I don't know that it's Kyle Shanahan's fault. I can't say that it is, but I at least felt like he could have said, I don't know, we'll take a look at some things. I mean, you went through every guy on your roster here.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good answer for Twitter, but I think what most people wanted to hear was the Niners say something like, you know what, protecting the quarterback is the most important thing, and we didn't do that well enough this year. And we're not going to blame one specific thing, but obviously we're going to analyze it and make sure that we improve here. That would have been like a really vague, generic thing that would have pleased everyone, but they wouldn't even say that. They said, hey, you know, it's a coincidence, and we're no worse at protecting quarterbacks than other teams. And then at the end, he's like, I'm really sorry that Josh Johnson bounced his head off the turf. I'm really sorry that Brock Purdy got his arm ripped out of his socket. Like, man, you really don't sound sorry right now. You sound like a 15-year-old who's making excuses for, you know, cracking the car up, that kind of thing. So it just was the wrong tone, the wrong message. And it was surprising because it would be so easy to say nothing and have it come out sounding beautiful.
Right. No, that's a good point. Grant Cohn here on 95.7 The Game in the Morning Roast. And he was edgy in that press, you could tell. And he was very definitive. I was actually shocked when he got asked about Jimmy Garoppolo. And he said, yes, I don't see a scenario in which Jimmy Garoppolo is back now. Kind of heard some of the same tone last season. So until Jimmy's wearing a different uniform, I still believe Jimmy's in play for the Niners, Grant.
That's fair. I mean, should we really believe anything Kyle Shanahan says in the press conference? No offense to Kyle, but I think he's made it clear at this point that he doesn't really feel answerable to us, and he can change his mind, and he's not under oath. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule it out, because if they don't bring him back and Brock Purdy isn't ready, I mean, what are their options? Just go with Trey Lance and no one else? They weren't comfortable with that last year. So we'll see.
Speaking of Trey Lance and Matt Maiocco on a 49ers Talk podcast mentioned how the locker room would be pissed off if Brock Purdy wasn't started by week one. Now, we don't know what injury Brock Purdy really suffered. Is he getting Tommy John? Is he not? We still don't know the answer to that question yet. But I had a problem with the Niners after week two when Trey Lance got hurt. Andy Reid did this in Philly. When he was in Philadelphia, Andy Reid would always say at a presser, if a player had a major injury, he would start that presser off by saying, you know, first of all, I want to say shout out to so-and-so. He's hurt. Our condolences go out to him. We feel really bad about him. And he would set that tone saying, hey, it's about the player first and the game second. I had a big issue with some of those Niners running to Michael Silver, the columnist of the SF Chronicle, talking about, yeah, you know what, that was Niner football, and we feel like we have a shot yet. So how does that locker room really feel about Trey Lance from what you know, from what you've covered this past season?
I mean, I'm less concerned about that. I'm more thinking about how Trey feels about that locker room and the team. I mean, at that press conference, John Lynch really said that Trey Lance has to prove he can stay healthy. You use him like Derrick Henry, and he broke his leg. Are you kidding me? If I were Trey Lance, I would be angry. How could you say that? You're supposed to be on my side. You picked me. You put me in that situation. And then you got like an anonymous player saying that Matt Maiocco, that they'd be pissed if Brock Purdy isn't the starter. Dude, I would want off this team. And I remember when Ron Carthon got that job with the Tennessee Titans, Trey Lance put a little post on Instagram with his fingers crossed, and we don't really know what that means, but if I were him, I would want to be on the freaking Tennessee Titans right now. Like, the Niners don't want me. Cool, I don't want you either.
Grant, now the other quarterback that played amongst, there were a good bit that played this season, Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy, you know, some Niner fans want to give him the gold jacket right now, and you know, he's a quarterback for the next 10 years. What were your thoughts on Brock Purdy? And now with him being injured, it's easy to, if he's ready by preseason, then sure. I think he has done enough that he would get the nod. Him and Trey can quote-unquote battle it out, but he'd probably get the nod. But let's say he's not ready by training camp or preseason, and let's say the Niners go 1-0, 2-0, dare I say 3-0. Do you think Brock Purdy has done enough? We have a lot of fans that say he's our QB1. Do you think he's done enough to where if Trey Lance has maybe won 2-3 games and they didn't look great, let's say he didn't necessarily ball out, would Kyle Shanahan put him straight into the QB1 position, or would he say, hey, we're winning with Trey? You know, sometimes he likes to ride the hot hand. What do you think happens with Brock Purdy if he's not ready at the beginning of the season and the Niners are off to a decent start?
Well, Kyle Shanahan did the other day say that he has two starting quarterbacks. He won't commit to either one.
Right.
So let's say Brock isn't ready and Trey Lance comes out. Let's say he balls out. Let's say he goes on a run like Brock Purdy did. Mm-hmm. I would think they would go with the hot hand.
Right.
They're not committed to Brock. So that would be a good problem to have. We'll see what they do. The Niners have this pattern of starting slow, especially on offense, right, which might be the reason that Trey Lance didn't look that great earlier this year. I mean, he didn't get to play with McCaffrey or George Kittle either.
Yep.
So if they start slow, like, that's the whole team starts slow. Maybe Trey Lance should be given a chance to, like, grow with the team. I don't think it's a coincidence that his best start happened, like, week 17 against Houston. He looked great in that game, but so did the whole offense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Grant Cohn here on 95.7 The Game. And look, Trey Lance, I've been saying that all season long about Trey Lance. Can he get a shot with McCaffrey? He's played one game with George Kittle. And look, the monsoon game, I think a lot of people came out of there saying, well, it wasn't really Trey's fault. He threw some really nice passes. What if George Kittle's running out under that pass that he threw to Tyler Croft? He threw some dimes at Juwan Jennings and Ray McLeod. I don't have to tell you, you were there. But the old Trey Lance thing is very interesting to me. Moving on to Brock Purdy for a second, though. Do you believe we've seen Brock Purdy hit his ceiling? Because I saw him in nobody wants to talk about it, Grant, but the last four first halves, minus the Eagles game, I thought Brock Purdy struggled and played a lot more like Jimmy Garoppolo than the Brock Purdy we saw to start that run.
You know, I like Brock Purdy. I like his athleticism. I like the way that he can extend plays and make plays. I think he's a good player, but I'm really worried about this injury. If he doesn't get the Tommy John surgery and he rushes back because the Niners are begging him to, what is his arm going to be like? I mean, he didn't have a strong arm to begin with.
Right.
If he loses 5% of his velocity, I'm really concerned about his future. If he gets the Tommy John surgery, comes back with 5% more velocity, I'm intrigued. So I think this is like the biggest decision of his life, and he has to make sure that he doesn't just, capitulate to the 49ers because they're desperate. I don't know what he's going to do.
Grant, let's just go big picture here, because I've been saying that Kyle Shanahan, he's much better than a lot of coaches out there, right?
Yeah.
But the Niners still have that quest for six is still happening. So can you speak to, I guess, where you're at in this fan base where it's, well, we're doing much better than all these other teams, so you guys sound spoiled, versus I'm not trying to sound spoiled, but at some point I want to be the bride and I don't want to be the bridesmaid anymore.
It feels like, you know, the Niners are sort of back at the Jim Harbaugh level where you have a premier coach and you're in the NFC Championship game, but there is something about this man that is going to prevent him from ever being a champion. And I think we feel that way about Jim Harbaugh now. We see him at Michigan. He's never going to get it done. There's something missing there. And Niners fans have PTSD from firing him and then having no replacement. That team just sort of fell apart and a bunch of guys retired, and I think fans are afraid if you were to ever move on from Kyle, that Jed couldn't find anyone good. I don't know. I feel like Trent Baalke's gone. John Lynch is different. They have a really good organization and a really good roster. And if you felt that Kyle can't seal the deal with this, you could trade him. And I think you'd have a line of really good coaches around the block trying to coach Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. You know what I mean? So
right.
I feel like a ruthless organization like Philly, if they ever felt a coach couldn't get over the hump, I mean, they fired Andy Reid and then won a Super Bowl. So you got to be bold. And right now, the Niners seem content to be in the mix.
So are you saying if the Niners, I think it's too late in the process to do anything with Kyle Shanahan. And I also believe, Grant, that if he went 5-12 next season, I still believe his seat wouldn't be hot. Don't you agree?
I think if he misses the playoffs next year, he would get fired because
really?
The team is too good. I think the team is too good. And if he misses the playoffs, then you have to wonder, is he losing the locker room? Here's what you got to watch, Fonte. Trent Williams.
Yeah.
He mentioned he's thinking about retirement. If he retires, that's an indication that this locker room might be losing its faith that Kyle Shanahan can deliver the goods. So we'll see what Trent does.
What about Bosa here? I know a lot of people are talking about his contract extension. I personally, I'm like Joe Shasky. Shasky loves the franchise tag. He always wonders why the Niners don't use it on certain players, like Eric Garfstead, for example. Instead of paying him the money, just franchise him, make him prove it again and again and again, and maybe you keep DeForest Buckner, and we're not in a situation with Javon Kinlaw. And we know about Javon Kinlaw's game in the NFC title game. It was not pretty, to say the least. And maybe that's an understatement. With Nick Bosa, personally, I have a problem with paying him $30 million a year right now after that playoff run. I would franchise Nick Bosa to make sure that, hey, one, he remains healthy. Two, that he balls out in the playoffs. I just have an issue with giving him all that guaranteed money and $30 million a year with that injury history.
Yeah, I have an issue paying any player that much when there's a salary cap, because what you're going to end up with is Nick Bosa and a bunch of guys on your defensive line, which is frankly what you had this year. I mean, no one else on the line had more than five sacks. I'd rather have Philly's formula where you have a bunch of guys with double-digit sacks. And they do that because they don't overpay on one guy. Now, Nick Bosa is definitely worth all the money he's going to get. But really, do you want four pass rushers or one? And look at what the Niners have on their offensive line. They got one great left tackle and guys on rookie deals or journeyman guys. And it's just, I don't know, it's a unit. You got to work together. It's not enough having one dominant player. So I actually am with you on that. I'm a little hesitant on giving. He's going to make like 13% of their salary cap.
Right.
Hall of Fame quarterbacks get that.
Yeah.
And frankly, how do you justify that? Get a sack every single game? You can't do that.
Yeah. What does that return on investment look like? Grant, I wanted to talk quickly about the Niners QB situation in terms of, we know about Trey, we know about Brock, a veteran QB. There's some names out there, Taylor Heinicke, Kyle Allen, couple different guys that their names have been brought up. What do you think they do? Because it's very clear they need a third, that you're going to get a third string QB.
Yeah, I mean, I think the success they had with Brock Purdy, they probably feel like they have a blueprint to drafting quarterbacks. I wouldn't be surprised if they drafted another one. They'll probably sign one, too. Because right now, for OTAs, they got one quarterback. Where they got Trey Lance.
Right.
And he may not even ready to. So they have to bring in multiple bodies. So they could sign guys. They could bring in Gardner Minshew. They could bring in Jared Stidham. I mean, they could bring in C.J. Beathard. They could bring in Nick Mullins. But I think they'll probably draft a guy, too. I don't watch a ton of college football, but I like Dorian Thompson-Robinson down at UCLA.
That's your guy.
Your starter.
You are a Bruin, too.
I mean, I like him, but I went to UCLA, so I'm blessed. I think that'd be a nice late-round pick.
He does. He does have mobility, man. I remember watching him at Bishop Gorman. They used to have him on ESPN on Friday Night Lights, so he's been there for a while. He played with Snoop's son, by the way, Snoop Dogg's son. By the way, real quick before we get you out of here, Steve Wilks, is that the next defensive coordinator for the 49ers?
Well, I think what's happening is the Niners and the Texans, Kyle and D'Amico, are sort of fighting over Chris Kocurek. Both want him, And Chris Sarek just wants to be a D-line coach, and I think they're both trying to offer him more money and maybe a defensive coordinator position, and he doesn't even want to be a defensive coordinator. So this is the complicating factor. How do you get a defensive coordinator but also keep Chris Sarek? You might just have to promote Chris Sarek. So if they get Wilkes, he's great, but it might end up being Chris Sarek just because they don't want to lose him. It's funny, I asked him point blank about this in the offseason. He said, I don't want to be a coordinator. I don't want to look or think about coverages. I just want to look at the D-line. So
wow.
I think they probably shouldn't promote him, considering he said he doesn't want the job.
All right, Grant. Good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you soon, man. This offseason, a lot of content. Quarterback, coach, defensive coordinator, the team, the landscape. And now the Eagles are chirping, talking about George Kittle, discussing them. They used George Kittle's talk last week about them being good on paper as motivation. Go figure.
Yeah. I mean, Kittle was asked point blank, are the Eagles physical enough to compete with you? And he just paused for like 4 seconds. He was like, well, I guess we'll see. Their defense is great on paper. Like, wow, what an answer. And then what an ironic way for the season to end. I mean, the tight end room really blew it.
Yes.
I mean, I guess that's karma.
I mean, they physically beat up the Niners at the line of scrimmage. You probably had a safer trip to Philadelphia than Shasky and I, as those fans were ruthless there.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was crazy, man. Yeah.
The walk of shame. Okay. The walk of shame. It was like the White Walkers were coming after the game. They said, get out of here. Be safe. We actually got locked into Uber because the Uber driver's like, do not go out there. We got to go get a police escort. It's pretty wild, man. We'll catch up soon, Greg. Good stuff.
All right. Good to talk to you, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.